we had a little snafu earlier, so I want to bring this to you now. A sober take on the radical attempted power grab by Democrats in the United States Congress. And Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, well, he has a very clear take on what he thinks about all of it. Listen to this.
The Biden administration's effort to get rid of the 60-vote threshold in the United States Senate is not about a Senate that doesn't work. It's about a woke agenda that doesn't sell. Getting rid of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, in my judgment, would be like giving whiskey and car keys to a teenage boy. Point two, the Biden administration has mismanaged COVID. It has mismanaged inflation. It has mismanaged the border, and it has mismanaged foreign policy all in one year. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
Yes, it would. Sorry, he's getting a diaper change right now. He's having graham crackers and milk. I'm sorry, it's not available. Yeah, his diaper's as green as you are, dude. well, he had peas for lunch. At any rate, Senator Kennedy then launched a clean takedown of the Biden administration. Sorry if you're having breakfast. It's too bad you came here. It's dishonest discussion about race in this country and everything else. John Kennedy, once again, here he is.
Now President Biden is trying to change the subject by talking about race. And he is mismanaging that. America is not perfect. Americans know that. But they also know that we are good. Black lives have mattered to most Americans for a long time. That's why we passed civil rights laws in 1866, 1871, 1875, 1960, 1964, 1968, 1990, 1991. That's why we elected an African-American president twice. That's why we have over 10,000 elected public officials in this country who happen to be black.
It's the brutal honesty of John Kennedy. The idea that Democrats keep pushing, that the best thing to do is to smear your opponents. If you don't have better ideas, call them racist. Call them white supremacists. Call them domestic terrorists. Label them. Try to convince the general public, my gosh, these people are a threat to America. They're a threat to you. They're a danger. No? No, they're not. They're people that have a different idea about freedom and liberty and the Constitution and who we are as a people and where we want to go as a country. They're not all those terrible things, but the people listed off by the president a few days ago, Bull Connor, Jefferson Davis, George Wallace, they were all dangerous people, and they were also all Democrats. Strange that that would be the list of people he would use, the people he would reference, all Democrats, the people he said that we should emulate, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln. He might as well have said Ronald Reagan, because they're all Republicans that have earned great respect. And so the breakdown for Democrats is becoming clear. The breakdown is this. After aggressively going after black votes and Hispanic votes and promising and coercing and pushing and prodding, they're losing control of those voters dramatically. When Quinnipiac put out a poll last week and said President Biden's support was at just 33%, that exact same poll found support from Hispanic voters at just 28%. Donald Trump got more black voters than any Republican in history. The shift is on. Donald Trump got more Hispanic voters by far than any Republican in history, and it continues to shift that way. The shift to the red because, well, believe it or not, black people and Hispanic people and white people, they all want the same things. They want a shot at a good job. They want a chance to live a decent life, to spend time with their family, to let their kids go to good schools and for them to have an opportunity at a good life. They want freedom. They don't want to be dictated. They don't want to be dictated to by the government. You see, people are people. Human nature is human nature. And once you've tasted freedom, you reject anything less. We all do. That's not unique because I'm white and others are not. Freedom is craved by all. All of us crave freedom. And so that's the problem the Democrats have. They're losing control. The fear factor isn't working anymore. Trying to scare the daylights out of black voters and Hispanic voters. Donald Trump's the boogeyman. It's white supremacy. It's domestic terrorism. People are like, shut up. Just shut up. You're acting like an idiot. You're talking like an idiot. You're behaving as an idiot. Speaking of fear factor and everything else, one note here on the pandemic I want to shift to Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. He appeared on the War Room with Steve Bannon yesterday and called out Tony Fauci for playing with something powerful enough to kill us all, playing with the virus, knowing it was a powder keg. Listen to the senator from Kansas.
In 2015 and 16, even though there's a moratorium, we used NIH dollars to figure out how to take the SARS virus and put a protein spike on it that would stick to the human lung cell like glue. But that wasn't enough. In 2017 and 18, Dr. Fauci funded EcoHealth to fund the Wuhan laboratory with Dr. Xi to put this furin cleavage site in that spike protein so this virus could dump its guts into the human lung cells. So obviously it is a weapon, and this is the tip of the iceberg. You know, so I think, well, what's going to be next, and how do we prepare for it? Again, more dangerous than nuclear warheads. This is like doing nuclear research with Iran. This would be like having our military doing nuclear research with Iran.
That's the guy, by the way, that Fauci called a moron. Doctor and Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. Yes, he is a medical doctor. That's right. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about the challenges to the American farmer. Now it has been multiplied because of the bad governance on both sides of the border with Canada. Justin Trudeau putting in requirements that all drivers coming into Canada must be vaccinated. Joe Biden's going to do the same for those drivers coming into the U.S. Oh, that'll do well, won't it? That'll help out trade, won't it? Oh, it's going to be a disaster. All right, quick break. We'll have Adam Lawn from Patriot Foods after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills.
In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.